You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The name Behuda has a famous tshuva. That famous tshuva, the reason it's famous, is lalacha, certain things over there he has, and also about Seder HaTshuva, where a person went ahead, a bachur was learning. In those days, they didn't have dormitories, and he lived by a person's house. And he was mezana 3 years with the wife. He was mezana, Hashem Yirachem, 3 years. I want to read you first the Lashon. This is not the Nekuda, but just see the Noi Behuda, when he writes the tshuva, he does not write it to the Rav that sent the tshuva. Pashut, he was afraid that, you know, it'll be mezgala, maybe who this story is. I'll just wait for a second. He writes, La Rav Ployni, Be'ir Ployness, you know, Rav of this and Ployness. Thank you. We just told him the little background. So in there, he says this Maisa, Mechdava Beidoyer, Giani, Hine Shersha Shela, Shechad Nishal Beishasish Kamashon, Shola Shonim Ritzufis, Shiba Beisa. Okay. Vatan is Serbet Shuva. The Shuva. Ashrei loisha tarosa amda shlo yishtaka betuva. He's mokhtabechim. V'nafshel lishol higiyah shu atach chosan ha'isha zois. Shenasa bita. He married her daughter. Yeah? After 3 years of being mezana with the woman, he married her daughter. Imechuyev lo hidiya lachamav. She is the shver is not allowed to live with his wife. Is he mechuyev to tell her or not? That's one shaila. In that, you have to be a goyanim to come up with a head that does it. And he's not materit. He says he has to tell him. But he has to, goyanim, how he figures in the sugi of covet of brius. If you're learning brachas, daf yomi starting today, I believe. Yeah. So another 3 weeks will be there. 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks. Mary Dika, how he, you know, learns it. But you have to learn taisus over there in order to appreciate it. But anyway, that's one part. The other part is, okay, he says the next thing is, this next shala is, the Seder Tshuva. How should he do Tshuva? So, here the Nodi Behuda, Begadlusa also, he says, Masha Bikish Malosim Emeni Lsadu Ba Tshuva Zet Tshuva Alavoyna. V'hizke, Shuhu Adam Cholush Ma'oid, Lo Yisbo Koishi Tanesim Sigufim, right, to make him fast all the time, and be misagif himself, you know, all kinds of things, rolling in the snow, face, whatever tzaddikim used to do. Gam hiske niflos mas modus limudai, I mean, stick about tshuva, his limud, yayman v'layla ve'ena sach sicha b'teila klal, ve'ena sheikha b'layla b'mita klal, he doesn't sleep on a bed. He says, hikshem emeni lishol davakasha, she'eni ragel lahoshiv lishol meni she'ela b'davashol la'uchol limtzai, she'rish b'divrei gemar poiskim. I don't really know. There's no makaris for these things, right? If you look in even in Hilchas Yom Kippurim, sort of Shari Tshuva brings all kinds of svarim. Rechman Otzlan, if a person did this, b'shaygig, you should do this, and this, and that, he did, all kinds of things, right? He says, Lametzina b'chol Talmud Mispar, Tainias, Yomim, Cherutzim, v'ktzuvim, that should be said, the kolcheit, according to the oven. He says, the ikas, Tshuva Kabbalah. It says Ida Rakeach, who's a Rishon in Hilchas Tshuva, says Dvarv Divrei Kabbalah, and you know, all this farm they're based on that. It's hard to know. Lamaisa, he's mechazik the person. If you look what he tells him to do, it's pretty hard. No, that they don't quote. They don't quote. He tells him, you know, fast twice a week, don't eat meat for a few years. This that learned. Here, I'll just say. He did the chait so many times. Amnam Yilma Divrei Torah Sheyesh B'Matan. He should learn Mishnayos by making Tais Yom Tov. Yeah, Shasu Poiskim Torah Nevim Ksuvim Sifrei Musa Chayvus Lavavus. After Shaiyichot Shla, we doesn't talk about Kabbalah Hilchos Tshuva Rambam. Yidabek b'shiras tishbach shel Dover the Melcho Shom, she's the Dover God lahalav b'leiva adam have a sabera, right? He says that other tefillas that people have made up, you can leave that alone. Don't say that. You don't have to say that. He says, and then he goes through, you know, every he shouldn't fast in the summer because it's too hot and too long, but every shchaydish he should, and the rest is only one day a week in the summer. Elul he should fast every day. every week, three times a week, asoy shetshuva every day. It's not easy what he writes to him. In the winter, from Rosh Chodesh, from Chesed Nissan, he should fast 3 days a week, right? 3 days a week, and 1 day, 24, 1 day a week, 24 hours. I mean, he's pretty stuck, even though, what? I don't remember. It's, I think, Kachi Yisnag, Shlosh Yisham, Mitzufis. 3 years. Okay, whatever. That's not Negeus right now. Okay? But at the end, he asks him, what does he have to do tshuva on? So, Feshtetzach Eishes Ish. What about Nida? The Isser of Nida. Right? What about the Isser of Nida? So, let's first introduce what the Dian is. What's the Shaila? I mean, the Shaila was, obviously, it was. She was Mazana also when she was a need. That didn't stop them. There's a cloud called Einis Achalissa. It's Gemara's all over. Not clear where Chazal got it from, but that's the cloud, right? That's the cloud. Yeah, some say it's learned out from Psukim, but there's a cloud called Einis Achalissa, meaning that if something is Usser, another Issa can't be Chal on it. Let's give the Marshal Taka of a mother-in-law. A guy marries a woman. So his mother-in-law is an Eishes Ish, right? Now, she also becomes his mother-in-law. The Issa Chamoisai is not Chal on Eishes Ish. Right? That's the Klal. So what were you saying, Ben? You mentioned?
No, I'm saying once she's a Nida, just get schlepped along with all the other...
Okay, we'll see what schlepped along means. We'll see what Nida. But there's what's called the Issa Koilel, Issa Moisif, Issa Babas Achas, meaning... That, let's take over here in this case. Let's say a person marries a woman and his mother-in-law is not married. She's almana, she's a grusha, chmatzlan, whatever. And so now she becomes his mother-in-law. Then she gets married, right? So migui, that it's chal on other people, eishesish, it's chal towards him too, right? Or Yom Kippurim. Right, you can't eat. What if a person eats chazir on Yom Kippurim? So you say, "Einis achal isa." The chazir was also no. Since Yom Kippur is koilel tomatoes, potatoes, whatever bread, it's so memel. It's koilel also this. That's what's called isa ma'isa for isa koilel. Right, that's the klal that we have. Chazal were makabel. Maybe they learned that from Pesukim. Again, it's not clear from where, but that's the din.
What's the difference between
ma'isa
and
koilel? No, so ma'isa means it adds more people to the Issa, and koil means it's koil mochatiches. That's basically the difference, okay? Yom Kippur is koil besides tomatoes, potatoes, chazal. Over here it's koil, over here it's moisef the Issa to other people, and then it's moisef to you, to give to you too. So that's now the question is Nida. What's the question? A woman becomes a Nida. She's Asa to her husband, right? So she's also she's a nida. Does a person who's mezana with her, is he over the issa nida also?
It's issa moisa.
Well, why?
Because now it's on her husband.
Exactly. So the issa, when she became a nida, it's moisif and issa to her husband. So memela migu that's moisif to her husband, or it's a husband is mutter to her. Everyone else is also to her because eishes ish. Now that she became a nida, migu that she's also.
Yeah.
What? To her husband.
She,
what?
She's us at everybody.
So she becomes us at everybody with Issa Nida. Exactly, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, so now, in fact, at the end of Gitin, the end of Gitin, oh, we'll see. Let's see over here. So if you look at page, Lady Behuta 32, the bottom right, Vina Masha Kosav, the Shoyal, meaning the Rav. You see at the bottom right of the right side. Mashkos Shitzaga Mispatans of a Nida. Hine Zeposhet She Issa Nida, like we said, Chalal Issa Eishes Ish. Mishum the heavy Issa Moisef. It's Issa Moisef. Migoy de Soisef Issa Nida Legabe Baila. Amnam Ze, Amnam Koze, Embiri Shaina Shishoch of Etzla, Hanoyev, Hoya Benidosa, Chalalov Gam Issa Nida. Or it's, let's say she was a Nida at that moment with the first time he was Mizano with her. So when he was mezana with her and she was a nida, so besides the issa eishes ish, he was over the issa nida because she's also to her husband. Amigo, she's also the husband. She's also to him too, meaning to everybody. Okay, He says, "Avsha Eishes Ish Kadim." Even though it was an Issa, "Mekomakam Havi Issa Maisif." Avol and Be Rishon Shushachav Etzan Noya. If I said Tahir Minigas, that's it. She was not a Nida. So what happened when he was Mizana with her? So the din is that a woman that's Mizana Tachas Baila now becomes a Saita. That's what's called a Saita. Saita doesn't mean the parasha of Saita. The parasha of Saita of drinking is a special parasha. But Stamazoi, a woman's Mizana, that's called Saita Vadai. That's called a Saita, and she's also to her Baal, there's an Issa. So now, as soon as this guy was Mizana with her, she became a Saita. So now she's also to her husband because of Saita. She's also to everyone because she's an Ashes Ish. And now the next time he's Mizana with her, she became a Nida. And now he's Mizana with her. Right? Is he over the Issa Nida? Says the Nehemiah, he's not over the Issa of Nida. Why? Let's take a look. Become Mokam Avalima be Rishina, right? The fifth line. The one that starts have yes and mice. And be a Rishina first be Shachavetz on Neophysa Taiva, meaning Dasa. Vaz take of Nesra Labaila Mishum Tumma. That's what's called Tumma. Right? Vinitma Vahi. Vaz Afim Nasis Achkach Nida. Loi Chal Issa Nida Klal. The Einkan Issa Maisif Lashum Adam. The Lakola Oilam Kvarasu Mishumashis Ish. Labaila kvar suur mishum tuma soita. I issa nida. So issa nida has no makom pra. After issa nida chomer issa tuma, because issa tuma is a lav and nida is a karis. The issa nida ubakaris. Makom einis chalis af issa chomer. The klal is you don't say the punishment. You go that has to be chal to someone. That's the night of Buddha's tiny. Tiny's this guy could be doesn't have to do tshuva. We'll see later on. He says vadi has to. But he says he's not also in Nida. You have a similar zach at the end of Gitin. At the end of Gitin, Beis Shammai holds lo yigarish adam ishtoi, right? Reb Simcha ela imkain matza ba erves dava. Beis Shammai holds you can't be megarish your wife, right? But still says a few matza naimena, right? Naimena, right? Reb Kiva, right? Yeah, Reb Kiva. Beis Shammai says this. The Shammai holds only she was Mizana. Taisa brings Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, it says that then how do you, according to Beis Shammai, if you Megarish your wife, so a guy's Megarish his wife because of Ervis Dover, that's the only time he's supposed to be Megarish her. So let's say now she gets married to someone else and then she gets divorced. Right? So now she's what's called a Machzir Gushasa. The Issa of Machzir Gushasa is only if she got married to someone else, right? Only she got married to someone else. Well, achre shehutma means after she already had bia with not bia through marriage, right?
Well,
no.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Let's leave it. Right? So she went ahead. You talk about Moshe Dayan.
No, somebody just said it's going to be Thursday for breakfast.
Okay, whatever. Let's leave it. But a kuponim. There's an issa of machzu gushasa. In fact, Yerushalmi, when you need an issa of machzu gushasa, she's already a soita to him. Right? She's a soita to him. What?
According to Beis Shammai.
It's only with
Hasra,
no?
What?
So it's only with Hasra and everything.
No. You don't need Hasra.
Oh, yeah?
No. As long as Adam saw it, so that's it. So Yerushalmi says to be over Shnei Lav. In fact, of Kivega, at the end of Gitin, he says, how's the chal? Ain't issa chal alissa. How's the issa chal? Or if it's exeris a kosim, learn out from here the issa chal alissa. That's from Kivega's kasha. How's it chal? Zokta B'chaimoyza, a beautiful vart, similar to this. Maybe he does bring it, I don't remember. B'chaimoyza says like this. He says an example. Let's say a woman was mizana, right, when she's a nida, right? So now, she was usa to her baal, because she's a nida. She was also to everybody because of Eishes Ish, and now she's a Nida, right? So she's also Nida. So the Issa Soita is not Chal. The Issa Soita is not Chal because she's a Nida. So this woman is not a Soita. He divorces her, she's still a Nida. She gets married, she's still a Nida. The guys boil her, she's still a Nida, the second husband, right? It doesn't have to be boiled, he marries her, whatever, right? Now he divorces her, okay? Then she goes to the mikveh, okay? So now what happens? You got rid of Nida. So the Isser Saita and the Isser of Machzu Gishas, Achal at the same time. But that's a similar Nakuda to this, what he's saying. So he tells him, maybe you don't have to. So let's just look a little weiter. V'im kein shuv, im shachaf anoyev etzah b'yishni b'nidusa, ein achayv mishum eishesish v'lo mishum nida. I need as a moisif, migu dechayl inyan tuma, means legabe tuma, legabe, that if you boil a woman, so a nida, she becomes tuma. Av shim lav hachak alon atumei mesim, nafkamina le'inyan kama chumras, sheyesh betumas nida, le'inyan mishka v'moishav, hine libi mahasbezeh, When the Navy says loy metzina b'chol hashas, he means loy metzina b'chol hashas, right? He means it. Issa meisif, rakim nesaisif issa chiv. Mashem etame ein ba'issa lochiv. That's how called issa meisif. Ait is an issa to go to the harabayas, right? He says, migdash sasa v'gabidis. Gamlin in tumi mikdash yadati shum. I don't know if that's called the issa. And he goes through this, but he says at the end that it still has to do tshuva, because even though ain issa chal issa just means you don't get malchus, you don't get misa, but you still, the Gemara says, the issa is there. It's just you don't get punished for it. But lekoivre ben mishayim gemurim is. Gemara says, the guy's over something that has 10 yisurim, but he says, I was only over one. The other 9 were never chal. They still put him in a different base of kvaris, right? The Gemara says, they used to have different base of kvaris, right? Ben Vishayim Gemur. Anyway, that's the Nei Yehuda. Rambam, Machloikis, the Rambam and the Ramban. But the Maisa, we paskin like this Rambam. Kol haba la'erva derech eivarim shechibek v'nishik derech taiva v'nerna bekir basar hareze loike min ha'toira. The Rambam shita is a issa loisikrovun, right? That Shanema Levilti Asais Chukwitz Vanema Loisikavu Legalois Erva, right? In Achrei Mois, it says a posik, the beginning, Koima Loisikavu Ledvarma Mivim Ledei Giloi Erva. In other words, the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvah Shinon Dalet argues, but Lemaisa Shulchanach Paskin is this way, that there's an Issa of Kir of Basa, right? They can't go ahead and be Mechabik Menashik Evarim Derech Taiv. What Derech Taiv is, you know, not everything is platonic, right? That's for sure. But there's an issa, right? Derech taiva. If it's derech taiva for sure, right? Then, you know, like the Yetzirah can make everything derech taiva. You don't have to worry about that.
There's a player.
Oh. So now, it's not by chayv lavin. Our pnuyas are all nidus. They don't go to mikvah. Right? They don't go to mikvah. So they're called nidus. So it's called, but chayva lavin, there is no issa. So frekt one of the achrayim in the back of the Nei Yehuda. So what do you tell me? Nidus not moisif and issa. It is moisif and issa. Why? Because the pshat is that the issa that she was labayla was issa soita. That's a lav. Technically, he could still be mechabek and menashik her, right? That's all the sugyas that the Ramban and they go into. Right, where you see people were touched and this and that. Chayv lavin could be it's mutter, could be it's derabbanan, but the rice for sure it's mutter. So memela, but nida is a erva. It includes all the rice in the parish of Achamayis Kedoshim. And memela, since by them it's an issa kiruv, so when she became a nida, there was an issa added. Till now, her husband was not allowed to be boiler because she's a saita, but he could be Mechabek a Menashekar, technically. So now that she became a Nida, he can be Mechabek, that's the Issa Meisiv. That's the Kasha they ask in Avida. So I think I have a very simple teretz. I've said this many times. Let's turn the page, and you see over here, Pirish Mishnayas and Rambam Meseski. It's a little late, so we'll say the back, we'll go to the second point. The Rambam and Pirish Mishnayas goes into the Kolalim of Ein Issa Chalis. You see, I have two arrows. We're going to the second arrow. The din is that ain't issa chal issa, but of course, issa meisif, issa babas achas, issa koilo, the Rambam goes through the steps. Now, the Rambam now, let's just take another Gemara. The Gemara says in Psochim that the way it seems the Rambam Paskins do, that when the Torah, there are certain things that are also b'achila and certain things that are also b'achila v'ano. Chametz b'pesach is also not only b'achila. Chazir is also b'achila. It's mutabana. right? You're allowed to play with a pigskin, right? I don't know if they make it out of pigs anymore, but you know, that's what it's called, pigskin, for a reason, I guess. Or you could wear alligator shoes in this diamond. A person goes fishing and catches a catfish. He can make a business out of doing the catfish. Catfish is not kosher, imagine, right? So you could sell it. No, he was such an erlich, such a special younger man. I took it to Ramesha Feinstein. So Ramesha told him, first of all, you're Yarshan. Secondly, he said futures, even though they could deliver it to your house, I don't know exactly what
it means. Right. It never happens.
But never it says it's not cool. You have to deal with it itself. The shilas, for instance, in business, in many years ago, the government used to give to nursing homes, or maybe they still do, nursing homes food. So they gave tray for food. So let's say you have in the nursing home, there's no Jews there, right? If there's Jews there, Chas v'Shalom, you know, I'll do that. But so is that called doing business? So many were matter. I'm not saying everybody, but they were matter because that's not doing business, even though you're gaining. But anyway, that's the klal, okay? So now, but then there are things that are asa b'hano, chametz, basa b'chov, and so forth. So Gemara says a basic klal, according to his verbal, kol makam she'amra teira loisaychal, echad issa achila v'echad issa na b'mash, meaning that if it's asa b'achila, it's also b'hano. Right, it's also asa b'hana, meaning something that it's asa b'achila also has isana. Reb Kivega, Mishmelech, have a shaila. What does that mean? Does that mean when the Torah said achila, it's an example of hana, or is the Torah really asa b'hana? Right, but the Torah saying said achila as an example, or the pshat is no, there's isa achila, and everywhere there's isa achila comes along with it also isana, which is mashering the Rambam that way. Because the Rambam says, if you're Nana, you don't get Malkus. Mashrit's a separate issa, but it goes together with it. Meaning, it's not from the words Achil. Oh. Comes along the Rambam and he says, let's say you take Chalev. Chalev is asa to eat. Fats. It's mutabana. In fact, the Rambam says it's more mutabana. You can make a business out of Chalev. Right? You can make a business out of it even. It's one of the exceptions. So chaylev is mutter, chaylev meaning the fats of an animal, that you know, the prohibited fats, as they call it, is chaylev asur, and that is mutter ba'hana, it's also ba'chila. And you take it and you cook it with milk. You hear? You cook it with milk. So now it became basa b'chalev. And basa b'chalev is not only asa b'achila, it's also basa b'hana. Now, Chaim will tell you, you sell dog food and you don't sell dog food.
I cut all of that when I came.
What?
I cut everything out when I came.
Why?
Because it's all
the basa b'chala. It's basa b'chala. Oh. Some say, I'm not telling you to go back into the business, but some say it's not a problem. We'll see the Rambam, for instance. Why? Because the meat that they use for basa b'chala, he's saying, it's known by dog. I didn't notice, but somebody once told me that dog food is they make, they do it with milk, I don't know why, but they cook it with milk. They take meat, not grade A meat, but they cook it with milk. So now, if it's asabana, you can't sell it. That's for sure, you can't sell it, okay? So, but since that meat is already asabachila, do you say basa b'chalav is chalam? So the Rambam asks this question. V'yesh b'mashin asanu. Nice v'na. We went into, we dwelled into. Achshav kudin flam. Anu miyadin aleha. Now, interesting. I think in these Rambams, it's probably a different. You know, the Rambam wrote this in Arabic. So sometimes, I think in these new ones, they took Kapach. There was a Yid Kapach. He was lifted not that long ago, 30 years ago. He was a Taimani, a Meridika brain, genius. And he studied all the Rambam's works in Arabic. And he tied many of the translations are not exact. They were just written, they said, Amoynam. So he, it could be a Tizlosh, because I don't remember this, a Miyadin. The fishi he, Mafteach, Linyonim, Acherim, we like designate this, this is a Mafteach, a key to understanding. So it basically is like this. He calls this a Nukud and a flaw. Now I'll say it outside, because it's a little late. The Rambam says a chayra, the issa of basa b'chalav should be chal on chaylev. That's his example letter. It says chalav b'chaylev. I remember when in high school we learned this. We have a seagull over here. We were learning shvuas, right? So he kept on putting into us this nekud in the flaw. You were already not there in shvuas. Anyway, I skipped anyway. That wouldn't have been my clue. But akoponim, the Rambam asked, why don't you say that the issa basa b'chalav should be chal because it's moisef and issa no. Zok the Rambam, why are we digging the kudin of flaw? the Isser Hanah is an outcome of the Isser Achila. Therefore, if the Isser Achila is not Chal, the Isser Hanah is not Chal. In other words, what do you want to say? This is also Basu Bechal. This is also because of Chaylev, Nevel, or whatever. And now you cook it with milk. So migu that's also bana, it's also asubachila. No, it first has to be asubachila to be asubana. And since it's not chal, because the ain't chal iser, therefore there is no isana. That means you could sell dog food according to this, if that's the way they make it. But you're still not doing it. Okay, good. Okay. But I upon him, there's no isahana. You follow? Because the isahana is toluy in the isachila. If the isachila is not chal. That's the Rambam's Nekud Nefla. B'chanan and Koibitz Aris, Mamish goes with this Nekud Nefla, and he's Marich to explain it, but that's the basics. He had a Nekud, it's a Maridik and Nekud, Rambam says. So now, if you read the Rambam that we just, what's the Is of Loi Sikrevu? The Rambam says, Klar, Kloima Loi Sikrevu, don't be Makar, because you might come to do Biyasura. In other words, the Is of Kiruv is also because you might come to do a bia. In fact, the Achreinim, Beis Halevi, Rav Meir Simcha, others, Rav Yosef Engel, who want to say in certain cases, well, let's say you have a heter to do bia with an iser, or erva. Gemara Zahavimina, Eser Deichalois, beginning of Yvomas. I, the iser lois akrevu, before you do the bia? No, because the bia is mutter, therefore there's no iser lois akrevu. So Memela, what's the kasha, the Eskan Eib Yehuda? She's Asal's Soita. Now the Issa Nida can't be Chal. The Nebi says, it's Asa for Kiruv. So once the Issa Kiruv is Chal, the Issa Nida is Chal. No. In order for it to be an Issa of Kiruv, the first has to be an Issa of Nida. And since the Issa Nida is not Chal, Memela, the Issa Kiruv is not Chal too. And that's how I'm going
to say. You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.